Chapter 3. At the Police Station. Detective Potter sat in his office at the police station. He was thinking about Carsten Peters.
We suspect that Peters is part of an international group of jewellery thieves, the detective thought. We don't want to arrest Peters because we want to catch the entire group of thieves. But how can we do that?
The telephone on his desk rang. He answered it.
Detective Potter here, he said.
Detective Potter, said the secretary. There's a man on the phone. Carsten Peters was in his jewellery shop and...
Okay, I'll talk to him, the detective interrupted.
I'm transferring him to you now, said the secretary.
I think I've got a case for the police, said the man on the phone. But I'm not sure. It's just a suspicion.
Tell me your story, please, and I'll decide, said Detective Potter. What's your name?
Alan Best, said the man. I'm the proprietor of Best Jewellery on the High Street.
Then Alan told Detective Potter the story about Carsten Peters and his suspicious behaviour.
I was just thinking about him, said the detective. That's a coincidence.
He left his office and went to the front desk to get some papers. When the detective arrived there, he was very surprised. Carsten Peters was there with a policeman and three teenage boys.
I was thinking about him, thought the detective. Then I got a phone call about him, and now he's here. This is more than coincidence.
What's happening here? Asked Detective Potter.
These students were playing football this morning, said the policeman. There was an incident after the game, and they came to inform us about it.
What's your name, young man? Detective Potter asked the Carsten Peters boy.
My name's Jay Hudson, sir, Jay answered. I'm the captain of Hillside High football team. When we were leaving the football field after the game, we saw a boy taking money from one of our jackets at the side of the field. We tried to stop him, but he attacked us and escaped with the money.
I'll take the boys to my office, and then I can have a better look at the Carsten Peters boy, thought Detective Potter. If he really looks like Carsten Peters, maybe he'll be useful.
Come into my office, and I'll get all the details from you, the detective said to the boys.
The boys told Detective Potter the entire story.
Okay, now, we must try and find the boy, said the detective. Thank you for coming. Goodbye.
After the boys left the police station, Detective Potter called another detective, Detective Freer, and Alan Best on the telephone.
Please come to the police station immediately, he said to both of them.
Soon, the three men were sitting in Detective Potter's office. Alan told the detectives about Carsten Peters' visit to his shop.
Thank you for telling us this, Mr. Best, said Detective Potter.
We've watched Carsten Peters for a long time. He may be part of an international group of jewellery thieves.
In many countries in Europe, there have been robberies at jewellery shops. The thieves take the most expensive jewellery. We've found only one clue. Peters visited every shop.
You're the first person to be suspicious of Carsten Peters and tell the police before a robbery. Now, we can use this information to do something before the robbery really happens.
I don't understand, said Alan. You're suspicious of Peters, so why don't you arrest him and interrogate him?
We want to catch the entire group of thieves, explained Detective Freer. So we don't want to arrest Peters. We want to see what he does. He'll probably contact the leader of the group. In our opinion, he's got a plan. First,
he steals jewellery in one country. Then he takes it through customs to a different country and sells the jewellery to the leader of the group there. Peters travels a lot because he's an international model. And customs officers never suspect that a rich, famous model wants to steal jewellery. So it's easy for him to do this.
Why don't you follow him? Asked Alan.
We've already done that, but he became suspicious and he didn't meet the leader of the group, answered the detective.
I understand, Alan said slowly.
Mr. Best, have you got an alarm system in your shop? Asked Detective Freer.
Of course I have, said Alan.
And are the controls in your office? Asked Detective Freer.
Yes, they are, answered Alan. Why?
That's one reason why Peters came into your office, said Detective Freer. He has to tell the thieves exactly where the alarm button is. When the thieves know exactly where it is, they can disconnect it very quickly. Then the security people won't know about the robbery.
Thieves? Said Alan, worried.
Yes, Mr. Best, said Detective Potter. Peters will probably send thieves to steal the most expensive jewellery. That's the other reason he came into your office. He wanted to see the safe.
What can you do? Asked Alan.
Detective Potter and I will wait in a car near your shop after you close for the evening, said Detective Freer. We'll do this for a few nights until the thieves come. We'll catch them while they're stealing the jewellery.
When will you give my jewellery back to me?
Asked Alan. Not immediately, said Detective Potter, and then he explained the rest of his idea to catch the thieves.